This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Alabama Environmental Council, or AEC, turned 50 this year. Originally called the Alabama Conservancy, the homegrown group has been dedicated to preserving wilderness across the state. Over the last few decades, the AEC has faced challenges adjusting to the political climate, and it's evolved to meet changing environmental needs. But as Board Chairman Keith Johns tells WBHM's Dan Carson, its biggest success has been getting people and businesses to see the value of setting aside land.
The real successes came in conservation. Sipsey Wilderness Preservation, Duggar Mountain Wilderness Preservation, Cheaha Wilderness Preservation, all of those were long, very organized processes to set that land aside. But also along with that kind of conservation comes recycling. And so it was in the early 70s that AEC, or the Conservancy at the time, started the first drop-off non-commercial recycling center right here on the campus at UAB, right outside the doors of WBHM.
What would you say is the AEC's biggest challenge right now?
It's funding and growth. We are a small organization. A large part of our income right now comes from the sale of materials at the downtown Birmingham Recycling Center. And commodity prices for those materials have been cut in half.
So I want to ask you a little bit about, over the last 50 years, how the climate has changed, no pun intended, the political climate, the social climate, when it comes to environmental issues. You know, I know that it used to be that if you parked your car anywhere in Birmingham, when you would get up in the morning to go to work, you couldn't see out the windshield because of soot. And that's gotten better. Then again, that's kind of a low bar. You know,
that's right.
If you bring up environmental issues and air quality, you say Birmingham's got bad air quality, it's an air quality alert day, my kid has asthma, whatever it is.
Right.
Oh, but it used to be so much worse. Is that a problem in a way?
In a lot of ways. You find you become the victim of your own success. You know, the people love to get out and clean up rivers, take out the tires and the refrigerators, and you leave a nice, clean-looking stream, but you haven't addressed the chemicals that are flowing in the water, right? So what you've seen over the history of the Alabama Environmental Council is a recognition that people care about water, they care about land, they care about birds, they care about environmental issues in their very backyards. And so you end up with a lot of organizations that are focused on those particular issues. Again, Alabama and the people who live in Alabama have a different view of environmental protection. Quite often you find that the best collaboration you get on environmental protection throughout Alabama isn't to talk about green and climate, but to talk about business opportunities, to talk about opportunities for hunters and fishermen and clean water and swimming and recreation and those items that really strike at people at their heart. So what you find is a fragmentation, though, of donors and supporters. People want to support what they are tuned into very closely. But it does create a fragmentation of the funding streams.
So now at the federal level, at the EPA, there are regulatory rollbacks underway and open hostility to the idea of man-made climate change. I assume you're not thrilled with that, but then again, does that help you raise funds even here in Alabama?
The all-out war on the environment that really is taking place at the federal level, at the government level, is being reflected back at them in a lot of ways because corporations are saying, you know what, we don't really follow that. You know, the fact that the administration has rejected the Paris Accords does not mean that corporations are falling in lockstep. A lot of corporations have said, you know, despite what the administration has done, we're going to pursue those anyway. We think it's important. You know, climate change is one of the topics that is on our list of strategic goals for the next few years. There are a number of challenges, as you might imagine, in the political climate. It is, without a doubt, the single biggest long-term concern that many corporations and governments and individuals have. Does it create opportunities for the Alabama Environmental Council and other organizations? It does. I personally am not a fan of motivating by fear. And so, really engaging people where they see their best opportunity to succeed. That's why I'm in this business. I want to make sure that my grandkids have at least the same opportunities I did to celebrate and enjoy a beautiful outdoors, and Alabama really has a beautiful outdoors.
That's WBHM's Dan Carson speaking with Keith Johns of the Alabama Environmental Council. You can learn more about the AEC's one-truck glass recycling pickup route. That's at our website, wbhm.org.